Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, and this is a special Pledge Drive edition of The People's Pharmacy. We will talk with Joe and Terry Graydon this hour about the information in the new paperback edition of Best Choices from The People's Pharmacy, about what you need to know before your next visit to the doctor or drugstore, including some surprising remedies for that cough that you might have right now. Some heart-healthy advice in honor of Valentine's Day, Valentine's Week, and the health benefits of that chocolate that you might be indulging in from that chocolate-filled heart. Plus, if you have any other questions for the Graydons about your health, we will welcome those too. I'll give you the call-in number in just a minute, but first, let me give you another number that I hope you will call right now to show your support for Wisconsin Public Radio, to help the financial health of Wisconsin Public Radio, which uses your contributions to pay for all of the programming that you hear day in and day out on this service, including programs like The People's Pharmacy, which you hear every Saturday morning at 6 and Saturday afternoon at 2 here on the Ideas Network. This hour, please consider a pledge of $120 or more to become a financial supporter of Wisconsin Public Radio and to pick up a copy of the new paperback edition of Best Choices from the People's Pharmacy. Here's the number to make a pledge, 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772. You can also pledge online at WPR.org. The pledge of $10 a month or more makes you a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Actually, a pledge of any amount makes you a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. The pledge of $10 a month or more entitles you to this special thank you gift that we have this hour, the new paperback, Best Choices from the People's Pharmacy. Public Radio is so fortunate to have people like Joe and Terry Graydon on the air, providing you with up-to-date information every week on your health and well-being, from home remedies to dangerous drug interactions to over-the-counter drugs and prescription drug safety and alternatives, the health benefits or not of supplements. You love Joe and Terry Graydon and the People's Pharmacy. It is one of the most popular programs on the air in terms of listening and pledging and listener feedback. So popular, in fact, we like to invite Joe and Terry to join us from time to time on my weekday program to talk with you. And we will be rebroadcasting this special Pledge Drive edition of the People's Pharmacy on Saturday. So if you're listening to this on Saturday, please know that we won't be able to take your questions live on the air, but we can take your pledge calls and need to take your pledge calls in order to raise the amount of listener support needed to pay for all of the programming that you count on. We have a goal this hour of $20,000. You can help. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. The number to call with your pledge of any amount. Make it $10 a month or more, $120 a year or more, and we will be thrilled to send you the new paperback edition of The Best Choices from The People's Pharmacy by Joe and Terry Graydon. That pledge number once again, and we'll give it throughout the hour. You can call in throughout the hour as we talk with the Graydons, 1-800-383-9772, or pledge online at WPR.org. Let me welcome in Joe and Terry now to tap their expertise while we can. Joe Graydon is a pharmacologist, and Terry Graydon is a medical anthropologist. They are authors of a syndicated newspaper column, The People's Pharmacy, and the authors of tons of books. Their latest book is Best Choices from the People's Pharmacy, with remedies that will surprise you, statistics that will shock you, ratings to help you assess your treatment options, and drug information that could save your life. Joe and Terry bring you these types of programs each and every week on their nationally syndicated radio program, The People's Pharmacy, heard Saturday mornings at 6 and Saturday afternoons at 2 here on the Ideas Network. Good morning, Joe.
Well,
and
good
Terry.
Morning.
Good morning, Joy.
And Joy, you know, we have to tell you that we love the listeners of Wisconsin Public Radio. They call into our show on a regular basis. They share some amazing stories. Wisconsin Public Radio is the best.
And they love you too, Joe and Terry. We know because your program is so very popular with listeners, and especially during pledge drives, we have given away more books than I can count. And in fact, during last week, we on the People's Pharmacy program, Terry, we heard you and Joe talking about the health benefits of chocolate, and we gave away hundreds of copies of your chocolate recipe book, Chocolate Without Guilt, and we gave so many of those books away as a thank you gift last week that we don't have enough to last today and on Saturday. So in honor of Valentine's Day, though, I do plan on eating some chocolate treats from my sweetie pie. Let's talk a little bit about the health benefits of chocolate. We don't have to feel guilty about indulging a little bit, right?
No, we really don't. There is so much research on chocolate and how it affects our bodies. And it's perfectly clear that as long as we're getting polyphenol-rich dark chocolate, it actually has a lot of health benefits. One study that was published late last year, just a few months ago in November, of 2007 in a journal called Circulation. So these are all very, you know, medical journals that are very reputable. They studied dark chocolate in heart transplant recipients. It was a double-blind randomized study, so the best kind. And what they found is that dark chocolate induces coronary vasodilation. This is a good thing. It means it relaxes the blood vessels. It improves coronary vascular function, and it decreases platelet adhesion, which means it makes it less likely for a blood clot to form. All of this stuff is really good, and it also reduces oxidative stress, which is not a good thing, so it's good to have it reduced.
And, you know, here it is, Valentine's Day. Everybody's thinking about chocolate for their sweetie. And in Best Choices from the People's Pharmacy, we have so many opportunities to apply chocolate for your health, not just to lower blood pressure, not just to reduce the risk of having a heart attack because of those sticky platelets.
Well, we were actually quite surprised ourselves at how many times, as we went through the research on what's the best thing to do for this problem, what's the best thing to do for that problem, how many times chocolate came up. It turns out that chocolate actually reduces insulin resistance. So it's good for people with type 2 diabetes or a tendency in that direction. Who would have thunk?
So what better opportunity? Give your sweetie some great chocolate and Best Choices from the People's Pharmacy. And you can do that by making a call right now.
That's right. And the number to call is 1-800-383-9772 for a pledge of just $10 a month. Wisconsin Public Radio will be happy to send you Best Choices from the People's Pharmacy, our book. It's almost 700 pages long, and it is just chock full of information, not only about chocolate, but about all kinds of treatments for common problems and a lot of home remedies.
Yeah, that's right. 1-800-383-9772. The number to call with your pledge, 1-800-383-9772. You can pledge online as well at WPR.org. The $120 pledge or $10 a month or more is what we ask if you would like Best Choices from the People's Pharmacy. But you can give whatever amount is comfortable to you and your budget. Maybe it's more than $120 a year. Maybe it's less. Every single pledge, though, appreciated and much needed, working toward a very hefty $20,000 goal during this hour. But you have done it before, and I know you can do it again because you care about your health. You care about the health of Wisconsin Public Radio. You love the information that you get every week from Joe and Terry Graydon on the People's Pharmacy, and you would like this new paperback edition of Best Choices from the People's Pharmacy for your own library. So 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org to make your pledge right now. And we will take your calls for Joe and Terry during this program, during this hour. Remember that this program is being being rebroadcast on Saturday, so we won't be able to take your call if you're calling on or listening on Saturday. But right now, the call-in number, if you have a question for Joe and Terry, 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or in Madison, 263-1890. Before we move on to some other topics, Joe and Terry, chocolate is good for us. Chocolate can be heart healthy and healthy in other ways. But how much? How much of that chocolate heart should I eat today?
Well, you know, it doesn't take very much. Surprisingly little will actually have a measurable impact on blood pressure, lowering blood pressure. It only takes about 6.3 grams of dark chocolate, which might not be enough to satisfy you.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's really good dark chocolate, you don't need a lot to be satisfied.
You know, Joy, 65 million Americans have high blood pressure. That means one out of three people who's listening to us right now has hypertension. Many of them don't even realize it. Those who do realize it are often put on prescription medications, and they can be lifesavers, but sometimes they experience side effects, dizziness, for example. And we got called to task a couple of months ago by a reader who said, you know, how can you talk about dark chocolate to lower blood pressure? It can't have that much of an effect compared to medicine. Well, we actually did a little research.
Well, we knew what the results were for chocolate, and then we looked up the average amount of blood pressure lowering on some of the most popular drugs, and
mm-hmm.
we discovered that chocolate actually compares pretty well. It's not quite as good as a prescription medicine, but it's pretty darn close.
And here's something that you will only hear on the People's Pharmacy, because this is what we pay attention to. It's in the online issue of a journal called Hypertension from the American Heart Association.
So it's brand new. Hasn't mm-hmm. even really been published yet.
Beetroot juice. Now you're going to go, huh?
What's a beetroot? Well, it's just a red beet.
Yeah, you all know about
uh-huh.
beets in Wisconsin. Well, red beet juice turns out to lower blood pressure better than most blood pressure medications, and the effect
wow.
lasts up to 24 hours. It's just amazing. And this was a randomized trial.
Now, they did give their volunteers 2 cups, 500 milliliters of beet juice. So you have to drink quite a bit of it. On the other hand, it might not require that much. They might have just started with that much to do the experiment, because if you'll recall, the very first experiments on chocolate lowering blood pressure used 100 grams of chocolate, which is a lot of
mm-hmm.
chocolate, Joy.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's a pretty sizable bar. And come to find out, we only need about a tenth or even a little bit less.
But this beet juice lowered blood pressure 10 millimeters of mercury. Now, that's just astounding. Better than many of the prescription drugs that people take on a regular basis. We're not suggesting you throw away your medicine
and start drinking
beet juice. But isn't it cool that the foods we eat can have such powerful impact on our health?
It's great. And even I like beets. Not everybody likes beets, but 2 cups of juice does sound like a lot, but it doesn't hurt to just add more beets to your diet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That would work just mm-hmm. as well.
And of course, the number to call to mm-hmm. support Wisconsin Public Radio is 1-800-383-9772. And the reason I'm mentioning that now is because learning about using beets and beet juice to mm-hmm. lower your blood pressure is something that you rely on the Ideas Network for. You don't find that everywhere.
Well, we have a whole chapter on blood pressure in Best Choices from the People's Pharmacy. And you'll learn about the DASH diet. You'll learn about tea and pomegranate juice and grape juice, and all sorts of other ways to get blood pressure under control. In fact, in Best Choices, you'll find a lot of alternatives for dealing with conditions, not just like high blood pressure, but things like arthritis. And goodness knows there's been a lot of bad news about arthritis medicines over the last couple of years. You'll find out about our surefire cure for constipation, Power Pudding. You'll find out about cough remedies, and gosh, everybody is suffering. Even me. I've been coughing for the last 3 or 4 weeks, and I've tried some of the remedies, and guess what?
They help.
Work.
We want to talk about some of those cold remedies after we take this short pause, talking with Joe and Terry Graydon, co-hosts of The People's Pharmacy, which you hear Saturday mornings at 6 and Saturday afternoons at 2 here on the Ideas Network. They are the co-authors of many books. The newest is Best choices from the People's Pharmacy. And this is our thank you gift to you this hour, the new paperback edition of Best Choices from the People's Pharmacy. For your pledge of $10 a month or more to Wisconsin Public Radio, that pledge of $120 a year or more helps support all of the programs that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, helps pay for this service, and it gets you, as our thank you this hour, the book, Best Choices from the People's Pharmacy. It will also get you the member benefit card as well. 1-800-383-9772 to make your pledge right now of any amount to Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772 or pledge online at WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, talking this hour with Joe and Terry Graydon, co-hosts of the People's Pharmacy radio program and co-authors of the book Best Choices from the People's Pharmacy. We are asking for your support during the special Pledge Drive edition of the People's Pharmacy for your calls with pledges of support at 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org, working toward a $20,000 goal this hour, and so far more than $2,100 raised toward that goal. Every pledge counts at 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Pledge $120 a year or more, and our thank you gift is Best Choices from the People's Pharmacy, which includes all sorts of remedies that will surprise you and other information that could save your life. And we will talk about some of the remedies that might help you if you're suffering from a cold in just a moment. But we have a caller who's been waiting online, Dolores in East Troy. Hi, Dolores. You're on the air.
Hi. I eat a lot of grapefruit, maybe 2 to 3 a day. And my son says that I shouldn't be doing that because I take vitamins and magnesium and cod liver oil, and that reacts. And it isn't helping me that if when I eat the grapefruit, I shouldn't take those vitamins. Is that true?
Dolores, we've got really good news for
yes.
you. You know, a little information can be a dangerous thing, we've been told.
Mm-hmm.
And we are the people who actually started ringing the alert bell on grapefruit, probably, Terry, about 10 or 15 years ago. Because, in fact, Terry was
back
the first
in 1991.
One who discovered that grapefruit can actually interact with a great many medications.
Well, that's completely not true. I was not the first one to discover it. I wasn't even doing the research, but I was alert to the publication in The Lancet about this research, and I was so excited about it, I rushed to tell Joe. I said, Joe, you're not going to believe this food and drug interaction. And so we started talking about it then, back in 1991.
Yeah, you were the first to bring it to a mass audience.
Exactly.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Exactly, mm-hmm. Because before that, it had been published only mm-hmm. in the medical literature, and a lot of doctors did not know about it.
Well, a lot of doctors and a lot of pharmacists laughed at us for the first several years when we started worrying about this particular interaction. But it turns out that it's relatively small number of drugs. Now, they're not insignificant. They're cholesterol-lowering medicines like Lipitor and Mevacor and Zocor. There's some anti-anxiety agents and sleeping pills and blood pressure pills that are affected by grapefruit. In fact, anybody who's listening to us now can find out which drugs are affected by grapefruit by going to our website, which is peoplespharmacy.com. But the good news for Dolores is vitamins, magnesium, and cod liver oil, the things she's mm-hmm. taking, are not affected by grapefruit juice. So, Dolores, no worries. Enjoy your grapefruit. In fact, grapefruit's good for you.
Well, it's full of it's full of vitamin C, of course, and the pink grapefruit actually has a fair amount of beta-carotene and lycopene in it.
I'm sorry, Dolores, did you have another follow-up to that?
No. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you very much, Dolores.
Enjoy those grapefruits, Dolores, because we happen to be grapefruit lovers ourselves.
Yeah, and you have a number of other interactions and information like this in Best Choices, correct?
We do. In fact, we have long considered drug interactions a very serious issue that's often neglected in this country. And so we talk about a lot of the medicines that our listeners are taking, and we're going to tell you about the most common side effects and the interactions to watch out for, including grapefruit. So if you want to be on the cautious side, you'll find a lot of that information in Best Choices. And while we're talking about Best Choices, just to let you know what you'll find. If you've got arthritis or constipation, or if you're suffering from dandruff, which is pretty common this time of year, or diabetes, depression is really a problem because, you know, we're not getting enough sun. Well, all of that is in Best Choices. We give you the best alternative treatments as well as the most common and best prescription drugs that we think deserve 3, 4, 5 stars. So everything is rated in a star system.
$3,140 raised so far toward a $20,000 goal this hour. You can help us reach that goal and pick up a copy of Best Choices from the People's Pharmacy right now with your call to 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. You can also pledge online at WPR.org. A pledge of $10 a month or more, or $120 a year or more, makes you a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. It helps pay for all of the programs that you value. This is listener-supported radio, after all. It shows your appreciation for the kind of programming that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, including the People's Pharmacy and all of the guests that you hear on Joe and Terry's program, The People's Pharmacy. 1-800-383-9772. Or WPR.org. $120 a year or more for the thank you gift, Best Choices from the People's Pharmacy. You know, we have the coordinator of this pledge drive, sort of our pledge drive organizer, Jennifer Dargan, was out sick one day last week with a terrible cough. And she came back the next day, rested, feeling better, because she followed up on a tip that she heard on your program, Joe and Terry, and I think she read about it in Best Choices, too. She put some Vicks on her feet, and it calmed down her cough. That works, huh? Well,
it does work for a lot of people, and it's one of the few things that you can actually do for young children and not worry about it harming them.
Well, there's been so much news lately, Joy, about how cough and cold medicines are inappropriate for young children. Not only are they ineffective, but they may be dangerous. But a dab of Vicks Vapor Rub on the bottoms of the feet, on the soles of the feet, a little, you know, nice pair of warm socks over the top to protect the sheets does seem to work. I've been doing it because I've been coughing for the last week or two.
As Joe mentioned, we were both down with some kind of upper respiratory infection over the last couple weeks, and we had an opportunity to try this remedy out, and it does work.
The other thing we've tried is thyme tea, and not T-I-M-E, but T-H-Y-M-E, and it is so delicious and so effective. It's just amazing.
Another way you can get your thyme, of course, is thyme-honored chicken soup. Put thyme flavoring, you know, the leaves from your kitchen cabinet in your chicken soup, and the chicken soup itself is good for colds. It kind of loosens up the mucus and makes you feel better. And then the thyme suppresses that cough.
Is there do you have a recipe for thyme tea? You just have to throw some thyme in boiling water, and
well,
there you go.
Actually, you can put in about a half a teaspoon of thyme leaves in your teacup and cover it with boiling water. Let it steep for about 5 minutes, and then you're going to want to strain the leaves out or pull your tea ball out if you put them in a tea ball. And then you can drink it just as it is, or if you prefer, you can add some honey and lemon.
Now, I'm looking in your index here in Best Choices, and I'm just fixated on the chocolate chapter. And it says here, chocolate for the treatment of cough. Does chocolate help our coughs too?
Absolutely. Very interesting research shows that theobromine, which is one of the active compounds in dark chocolate, is more effective than a drug called dextromethorphan. Now, this is the active ingredient in most of your over-the-counter cough medicines.
Interesting.
So, it doesn't take a lot of dark chocolate. You know, nothing is magic. It's not going to like make your cough go away forever instantly, but it certainly does help.
Yeah. And it's tasty. And dextromethorphan tastes yucko.
Oh, dextromethorphan is bitter and nasty. Yeah. So chocolate is much easier to take.
You know, not only are there have I heard about on news programs questions about the safety of these various cough products, especially for very young children, but I think I just saw a study on that they're not necessarily effective at all, even for adults, that maybe placebos are just as effective as downing some of this over-the-counter cough medicine.
Well, you're absolutely right, Joy. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing to us how ineffective so many of the products that we rely on mm-hmm. on a regular basis turn out to be. You know, let's just change gears for a minute and talk about arthritis, because so many of our listeners, especially this time of year, are complaining about, oh, man, my knees hurt, my hips hurt, my fingers hurt. Well, most people rely on ibuprofen or naproxen, the over-the-counter non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And when you actually look at the studies, it turns out these drugs are not very effective, if they even work at all.
And, of course, these are over-the-counter drugs. They've been approved by the Food and Drug Administration for use, and we think that they're effective. And yet, as Joe said, the research is not real impressive. So what can you do for arthritis? Well, one of the reasons that joints might hurt more in the wintertime is, particularly in Wisconsin, vitamin D deprivation.
There we go.
We talk a lot in Best Choices about the value of vitamin D, not just for aches and pains, but for blood pressure control, for bone strength. And you'll be surprised how much vitamin D it takes and how many of our listeners are actually vitamin D deficient. So if you want to know more about vitamin D and all kinds of alternative approaches for getting those arthritis aches and pains under control, like the gin-soaked raisin remedy, like the Serto and grape juice remedy, like the Sam Houston remedy, which involves, what is it, Terry? Apple juice,
grape juice, and apple cider vinegar.
It's all available to you right now by calling Wisconsin Public Radio. It's the radio that you rely on for information, for entertainment, to get you through the day. It's 800-383-9772. Our way of saying thank you is this over 600-page book, Best Choices from the People's Pharmacy.
And, of course, we'll be really pleased to have you get one of our books. But the best possible reward for your becoming a member of Wisconsin Public Radio is that warm glow you feel every time you turn on the radio, and the Ideas Network is there for you, and you helped make it possible.
That's right. Your pledge helps pay for this service. Your pledge of any amount helps. Your pledge of any amount makes you a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Your pledge of $10 a month or more will entitle you to this special thank you this hour during this special edition of The People's Pharmacy. $10 a month or more, the $120 annual pledge or more to Wisconsin Public Radio, and we will send you this hour Best Choices from The People's Pharmacy. A new paperback edition of Best Choices from The People's Pharmacy, 1-800-383-9772. The number to call with that pledge, 1-800-383-9772. You can also pledge online at WPR.org, WPR.org. Approaching $5,000 now toward a $20,000 goal. You can make a difference this hour. You can help us reach this goal. You can help pay for a programming service that you value, and you can pick up the book Best Choices from the People's Pharmacy for that $120 pledge. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Thanks to Frank and Catherine in Helenville, who called in a pledge this hour. We turn on Wisconsin Public Radio early in the morning and keep it on all day long. Well, thank you so much to Frank and Catherine in Helenville. And in Oshkosh, it says, Friends in Oshkosh. I'm pledging for the second time this week because of all of this great programming. Well, thank you very much. Happy to get you to double dip there and call in a second time with a second pledge. You can do that too, 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. We appreciate all of your support. We also will take more of your calls during this special live edition during the weekday of the People's Pharmacy for Joe and Terry Graydon. 1-800-642-1234 is the number if you have a question about your health and well-being or a home remedy that you've heard of or that's piqued your interest that you've heard about, or anything that you have you want to share. Maybe you have a home remedy for your colds that you want to share. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, talking this hour with Joe and Terry Graydon, the co-hosts of The People's Pharmacy, heard Saturdays at 6 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon here on the Ideas Network. They are also the authors of a syndicated newspaper column and the co-authors of many, many books. And their latest book is Best Choices from the People's Pharmacy. And we will welcome your questions for them this hour, and we will welcome your pledges of support as well as we keep working our way toward a $20,000 goal this hour. It's important that we meet these hourly goals to stay on track during this pledge drive and to raise the amount of money in listener contributions that we need to in order to pay for this service. A third of our budget comes from listeners like you who call in during pledge drives like this one. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Your pledge of $120 gets you a thank you gift from the Graydons and from Wisconsin Public Radio. Best Choices from the People's Pharmacy. And we did get a couple of emails, actually, Joe and Terry, that I want to talk about. One wanted to know about a home remedy to help arthritis that deals with grape juice. And then another one who wrote in to say grape juice and Certo works for him. Is that the home remedy for arthritis?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. And that probably is what the first person wanted to know about. And mm-hmm. we do talk about it in Best Choices from the People's Pharmacy. A little bit of Certo in grape juice, drunk every day, is quite effective for a lot of people.
Now, when we talk to people in other parts of the country, they go, Certo?
Yeah, that's a
What's
canning
that?
Thing, isn't it?
But I was going to say, I'll bet most folks in Wisconsin actually know what Certo is because Certo is used in home canning. Mm-hmm. You can get it at the supermarket, and it makes your jams and jellies thicken up.
It's plant pectin.
Right, exactly. And so putting a tablespoon of Certo in 6 ounces of grape juice and drinking that once or twice a day is your grape juice does not get thick. You drink it right away, and you don't cook it. So you don't have to worry about, you know, are you eating grape jelly? No, you're not.
And we've just heard from a whole bunch of people on our website in the last couple of weeks that gin-soaked raisins can still be an amazingly effective remedy for a lot of people with arthritis. I've often wondered, what if you combined Certo and grape juice with gin-soaked raisins? Would you get double benefit?
you mean separately, not all in one glug?
No, not together. That would be really yucky. But, you know, you have your 9 raisins on in the breakfast, and then you have your Certo and grape juice at lunch, and who knows what your joints will do. They may be celebrating.
They might very well.
Now, the raisins need to be soaked in gin for some time. It's not like you can eat the raisins and then do a shot of gin later in the day?
No. The raisins actually soak in the gin, and the gin evaporates. So there's actually very, very little alcohol left in these raisins. We had it analyzed, and in those 9 golden raisins, once the gin has evaporated, there's about a drop of alcohol. So although we don't recommend this for people who have a problem with alcoholism, it might be too much of a temptation while they're preparing those gin-soaked raisins. It's just fine for almost everybody else.
And if you don't like gin-soaked raisins, you could try our cherry juice remedy. You could find out about turmeric, the yellow spice in curry and yellow mustard, boswellia. We even talk about acupuncture as another option for arthritis pain. So we've got all kinds of treatments in Best Choices. So if this time of year you're kind of feeling achy and, you know, kind of hard to get up in the morning, and you're a little worried about those non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs that may be eating a hole in your stomach, we've got some options for you.
And Joy, there are a lot of other conditions that people would like some choices on. One of them is cholesterol. Now, a lot of people do take cholesterol-lowering medicine. They take Zocor, or they take Lipitor or even Crestor. But these drugs can have some really unpleasant side effects. And we do provide a lot of other options for getting your cholesterol under control in Best Choices from the People's Pharmacy.
Let me give that number once again. If you would like to support Wisconsin Public Radio with a financial contribution and would like to pay for this service where you get all this great information day in and day out, call 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or pledge online at WPR.org. Pledge $120 a year or more, and you can do that monthly, and we will send you Best Choices from the People's Pharmacy with all of the details of these various remedies and information that you're hearing about during this program. The Best Choices from the People's Pharmacy, yours as I thank you for a pledge of $120 a year or more. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Just over $8,200 raised toward a $20,000 goal. So getting there, almost halfway there, but the program's almost halfway over. So please don't delay. If this thank you gift intrigues you, if this kind of programming is important to you, call your pledge in right now, 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Let's go to the phones and take another caller. Kim in Sturgeon Bay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes,
hi, Kim.
My question was, you've talked about a number of different, you know, vitamin supplements and things. How do you go about determining what is the most appropriate thing for you to take, rather than just going out buying everything on the market and taking, you know, all
Kim,
of that?
That's such a wonderful question.
It is a wonderful question.
You know, there is no easy answer, and in fact, that's true with prescription drugs as well. When you go into your doctor's office and maybe your cholesterol's up, or maybe you have some high blood pressure, or you have difficulty sleeping at night, and you say, "Well, doctor, what can you prescribe for me?" The doctor doesn't have like a magic test that says, ah, now Kim should be on Crestor instead of Lipitor, or should be taking a blood pressure medication like enalapril instead of a diuretic such as chlorothiazide. So it's in many cases, it's trial and error. And we hear from a lot of people who tell us, well, you know, the gin-soaked raisins didn't work, but the Certo and grape juice was fabulous. So, you know, there is no exact perfect answer for everybody.
But sometimes it turns out that there is a way of figuring it out and that one dose does not fit all. So, Kim, I want you to stay tuned to the People's Pharmacy because in several weeks we will be talking with an expert on vitamin D. We actually interviewed one expert on vitamin D and already for the show, and that will be part of the show. He says that the vitamin D dose is weight dependent. So, the bigger a person you are, the more vitamin D you need. That's not true for a lot of vitamins, but we'll give you the information on how to figure out how much vitamin D you need. And by the way, it's a lot more than you're going to find in your average multivitamin.
My my husband was it was suggested by his doctor for the treatment of to try to prevent and treat heart disease, vitamin D. Is that
absolutely?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, in Wisconsin this time of year, you're not getting a lot of sun exposure. So it's probably a really good idea for a lot of our listeners to be getting the right dose. And how much is the right dose? Again, it's dependent on you and how much sun you get and how big you are. So anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 international units of vitamin
and
D a day.
Thousand, and it might even go up to 4,000 international units a day. And what you find in a multiple vitamin is 400 international units. It's not nearly enough.
Yeah, so that's a good one that you would buy a separate supplement for. I think
that's right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Kim, for the call. More information on this in Best Choices from the People's Pharmacy, yours as our thank you gift this hour during this special edition of the People's Pharmacy with Joe and Terry Graydon. If you call in your pledge for $120 to 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or WPR.org. Our next caller is Cheryl in Superior. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, good morning. I am wondering about shingles. What can a person do to help boost their immune system to get rid of shingles and not get them back again, and even just the healing process because of the pain?
Well, the first thing, of course, is that we actually do have antiviral medications. And at the very first sign of a shingles attack, it's really important to get onto those antiviral drugs to make sure that the infection doesn't really take a hold.
And that it's really important to move quickly because these antiviral drugs work best if you take it within the first couple of days. And unfortunately, sometimes there's a delay in diagnosis.
So really, you know, in a case like shingles, there aren't a lot of home remedies. I mean, mm-hmm. some people tell us that dabbing a little Listerine on the skin area may help a little, but it's not a magic bullet. We really think in this case a prescription medicine is the best medicine.
Yeah, I did get on that viral medication, and boy, that really worked great. And it was just the pain. They gave me a medication, Lyrica, for the pain, the nerve pain.
Uh-huh.
And that worked great, too, but it's, you know, the initial shingles that came out that I didn't know what was going on. I didn't
right,
the
right.
Pain. So it's those two patches, the first one in particular, that's still painful and raw. And I did put menflatum on, and that helped, and I uh-huh. did, uh-huh. surprisingly. And I also
and Cheryl,
been using aloe vera.
Aloe vera.
You know, and here's the good news, Cheryl. It should never come back again. I mean, once you've had a shingles attack, the dermatologists say in most cases, you'll never get another one.
Now, Cheryl did ask about how to boost her immune system. And Cheryl, the one thing I'm going to recommend, it's going to sound a little nutty, but I think that getting more vitamin D than you are getting is going to help your immune system.
Yeah, there is actually some data to suggest that. And remember, Grandma used to say cod liver oil in the wintertime. I wonder why she said that, Terry.
Well, it does have a lot of vitamin D in it.
There you go. So we may sound like a crack record today on Wisconsin Public Radio talking about vitamin D, but we think it's one of those nutrients that doesn't get nearly enough appreciation. And at this time of the year, a lot of our listeners are deficient.
And it tastes better than cod liver oil, too. But anyway, 1-800-38, the supplement form anyway, 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, the number to call with your pledge of financial support to Wisconsin Public Radio. 10 more minutes left in this hour during this special edition of the People's Pharmacy. $11,000 plus raised toward a $20,000 goal, but time for you to help us reach that goal, to help pay for programs that you value on Wisconsin Public Radio with your pledge of any amount. But $120 is the pledge we ask if you would like, as a thank you, Best Choices from the People's Pharmacy. This is the newest book from Joe and Terry Graydon. It's now in paperback. It is chock full of all of this information that you're hearing about on this program. What you need to know before your next visit to the doctor or drugstore. Remedies that will surprise you. Statistics that will shock you. Ratings to help assess your treatment options and drug information that could save your life. 1-800-383-9772 to make your pledge right now to Wisconsin Public Radio and to programs like the People's Pharmacy, WPR.org. Our next caller for Joe and Terry is Don in Appleton. Hi, Don. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to go back to chocolate for a minute. About 3 months ago, I had a kidney stone, and it was pretty bad. They had to go in and get it. And chocolate tops the list of things that I'm not supposed to have.
No fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Even if he just has a little taste, he's supposed to avoid if you have a kidney stone issues, Terry?
Well, the problem is that chocolate is very rich in oxalate, and oxalate is sometimes a contributor to kidney stones. So there are some people who really can't enjoy the benefits of chocolate, and Don is one of them. There aren't a lot of people, but there are a few. There are some people who find that chocolate actually causes them heartburn. Now, we do have a whole chapter in Best Choices from the People's Pharmacy on how to deal with heartburn. There are a lot of other choices beyond Prilosec or Nexium. A lot of simple things you can do, a lot of very effective things you can do. But we also talk about, of course, how to deal with heart disease, how to deal with high blood pressure, how to deal with hypothyroidism. That's a very common problem, and it leaves people with a lot of questions, and we'll answer a lot of those questions. Insomnia, leg cramps, menopause, and osteoporosis.
You know, you see those commercials on television these days with stars like Sally Field talking about how she's taking Boniva, or Dr. Jarvik talking about how he takes Lipitor. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of our listeners are getting sick and tired of those prescription drug commercials on television. Well, we're going to give you a lot of options for how to deal with osteoporosis, how to deal with some practical problems like eczema. Dry skin this time of year is very common. We're all washing our hands to try and avoid getting the flu or a cold. And what about depression? Because at this time of year, with, you know, the dark days, the grim, you know, nastiness that's out there when it's raining
or snowing, as it is in Wisconsin today. But there are a lot of medications for depression, and we talk about them. But there are also some non-drug ways that can be surprisingly effective for dealing with depression, and we talk about them as well.
One more call, Scott in Duluth. Hi, Scott.
Good morning. Say, I just wanted to let Joe and Terry know that I'm a practicing family physician here in Duluth, and I try to tune in every Saturday morning at 6 a.m. whenever I possibly can. It's a little early, but you are just a tremendous asset to the listening public, and I thank Wisconsin Public Radio for having you on. You do a wonderful job in trying to glean out the pearls that are out there and figure out what is myth and what is reality, reviewing the literature and reporting on good anecdotal evidence when it's important to hear. And I have learned a ton from you folks, and I refer my patients to your website and to your radio program, and I just wanted to say thank you.
Wow, Dr. Scott, thank you so much.
Yes, indeed. That really means a lot. Thanks for that vote of confidence.
Yeah, we love hearing from physicians. And, you know, we rely on physicians as our primary guests on the People's Pharmacy to share their wisdom with our listeners. And it's people like Dr. Scott who have open minds and are kind of interested not just in the, you know, the standard drugs that are very effective, but also sometimes those wonderful home remedies, you know, like soy sauce for burns.
Exactly. Things that we would not know without our listeners calling in to tell us what they have discovered, then we get to share it with everybody. And that's one of the most exciting things about doing the People's Pharmacy. And we've incorporated a lot of those in Best Choices from the People's Pharmacy.
You know, it's really about a community of listeners. And it's that community that supports Wisconsin Public Radio. It's the kind of listening that makes such a difference, whether you're in the car or whether you just get up in the morning. You tune in because you love this public radio. 800-383-9772 is your way of saying thank you for this programming 365 days a year.
366 days
today,
this year.
Yeah,
as
right.
a matter of fact. And it's so important to be a member of your public radio network and to support the Ideas Network, because after all, that's what you rely on for your information.
Yeah, we have just a couple of minutes left in the program, and we are very close, about $5,000 away from that $20,000 goal. Your call will indeed make a difference at 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Pledge $10 a month or more, $120 for Best Choices from the People's Pharmacy as a thank you gift this hour. And I think that was just such a great endorsement from that family doc in Duluth, Joe and Terry, because you really do try to sort out the fact from fiction. And when you pass along a home remedy, it's one that's not going to hurt us. It may not work, but it's not going to hurt us, right?
Well, our motto is, if it might help,
yeah,
and it won't hurt,
and
it's
it doesn't
affordable.
Cost too much, right, then we're going to pass it along to you. And we certainly did appreciate hearing from Dr. Scott in Duluth.
You know, when people hear $120 for best choices to support Wisconsin Public Radio, they may say, well, that's a lot of money. But think, 1 month's prescription for Lipitor can cost more than $120. And by the way, it does have some side effects. Mm-hmm. So we think this is a great investment in public radio. And hopefully, by keeping public radio strong, Wisconsin Public Radio healthy, you'll help yourself as well.
Well, Joe and Terry, I want to thank you both so very much for joining us once again on a special Pledge Drive edition of The People's Pharmacy. Thanks very much, and happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, and thank you, Joy.
Oh, thank you.
Joe and Terry Graydon, co-hosts of The People's Pharmacy. Heard Saturdays at 6 in the morning and Saturday afternoons at 2 in the afternoon here on the Ideas Network. If you're listening on Saturday, this is a rebroadcast of a special weekday edition of The People's Pharmacy, but we can take your call live right now with your pledge of support at 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Less than 30 seconds left in this hour for you to make your pledge count toward The People's Pharmacy and to pick up this special thank you gift. Best choice from The People's Pharmacy. It's a 600-plus page new paperback edition of all of these great home remedies and other healthcare choices that you want to know about. 1-800-383-9772 or pledge online at WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.